So infuriating, Democrats complain Trump benefits from a two-tier justice system after New York bond lowered. By Christina Wong on March 26, 2024. Democrats and never-Trump Republicans have settled on a talking point after a New York appeals court lowered the bond that former President Donald Trump has to post in order to appeal a civil fraud case from $464 million to $175 million. That the former president benefits from a two-tier justice system? Former New York Assistant Attorney General Tristan Snell told MSNBC on Monday. This is a different process for this person. We have decided that he gets his own private court of justice. He has a private plane. He has private clubs that he lives in. Apparently, he basically fashioned himself a private militia to try to take over the Capitol. Now he's getting his own private system of justice. This is an absolute travesty. It would not happen for anybody else. Anybody else, it would be like, sorry, buddy, you lost. For him? He gets his own set of rules. Another MSNBC talking head, former Biden White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki claimed. Of course there is a TW0-tier justice system in this country. But it is definitely not tiered in the way that Donald Trump is describing. And he's implying that he is the one who is treated worse. When actually, the opposite is true. That talking point was amplified by Democrat social media influencers. Other Democrats and never-Trumpers similarly complained that Trump gets special treatment. A former NBC executive posted on X, "Trump gets special treatment again." New York court rules Trump can post a smaller bond of $175 million in his civil fraud case. Former RNC chair Michael Steele posted on X. Yet again, at real Donald Trump gets special treatment with his own private system of justice. The NY appeals court has decided to give Trump more time to pay less money by reducing his bond from $454 million to $175 and giving him 10 days to get the money. This makes absolutely no sense. Meanwhile, Trump is facing five cases brought against him by Democrats seeking to bankrupt him or have him thrown in jail. Aside from the New York civil fraud case brought against him by Democrat Attorney General Letitia James, he is facing charges from Democrat District Attorney Alvin Bragg involving alleged hush money paid to adult film actress Stormy Daniels, charges in Georgia related to alleged election interference, a federal special counsel investigating him for alleged election interference as well as for alleged mishandling of classified documents. CNN's Jake Tapper on Sunday asked Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, on Sunday, that's five cases. What do you say to a voter who says, well, that doesn't look like he's being treated equally before the law that looks like somebody that the government is going after? She responded that there has never been a president who has had these charges leveled against him, before arguing it was his own doing. Has there ever been a president, Republican or Democrat, that has been subject to this level of criminal charges, indictments, and investigations? She said, before adding, this is not about party. This is not about politics. This is about corruption and criminality. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., a top Trump ally, blasted these efforts to target the former president, saying that the Biden administration wanted to see him die in jail and bankrupt his family. The Biden administration wants Trump to die in jail and they want to bankrupt his family. It is the biggest assault on democracy we've ever seen. If you're too cowardly to call it out, you're not ready for his moment in American politics. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.